Appropriate options for received items and disposition of returns. After identifying the leading causes of product returns, a company must create documentation to capture those findings. This will help in maximizing the value of the returned products. As noted above, returned products are first centralized in a single location. Then disposition, the process of determining the appropriate category for each returned item, takes place, as seen in Exhibit 8-9. Exhibit 8-9, Disposition of Returned Products. Adapted from C, Reverse Logistics Process Flow, Grieve Davis, Use with Permission. The underlying processes involved include collection, which is critical because it enables consolidation of returns for centralized inspection and sorting for processing on site, or after consolidating like goods for efficient transport, transporting the returns to a different location or a third-party processor. Inspection and sorting can be done in stages, such as a triage step followed by more detailed inspections and sorting by specialists. There may be a need for preprocessing. The disposition of each item is an important decision since about 80% of the value of the reverse logistics process depends on matching the product with the best disposition option. The exhibit shows a number of options for how a returned item can be handled. Repair process. Return a product to working condition for return to its owner or to prepare it so it can be returned to stock, to the manufacturer, liquidated, or donated. Recover. Get parts or components ready for other disposition options. Return to stock. Restock an unsold item still in its original package or repackage, and then restock a sold item that is unused but has unacceptable packaging. Return to manufacturer. Return product to upstream echelon for remanufacture, for reuse such as refillable bottles or packing crates, or other disposition. Liquidate. Sell returned products or salvage to a secondary seller or market, for example, overseas market. Donate. Give returned products to a charitable organization as a tax write-off. Recycle. Recycle product or scrap from production. Dispose. Dispose of products in a responsible landfill or other responsible disposal method. This is not an exhaustive list of options for disposition. Other examples of disposition options include recovering energy during disposal, discussed elsewhere, destroying in the field, and de-kitting. If the firm decides to establish a zero returns policy that gives retailer customers an allowance for returns and or discounts, it should make that clear to its retailers when they first begin a working relationship. If, as part of that policy, the retailers will need to destroy product in the field, they must be trained how to do that safely and ensure that there is no pilferage. When products are returned, de-kitting may be necessary. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines de-kitting as the removal of accessories or parts kits from a product and returning either the kit or the main product without the kit to the store. De-kitting may also refer to the allowance of the resale of kits or products without their parts kits. Organizations must decide when to use this process. For example, when will it add value through cost savings or sales of de-kitted products, and where in the supply chain should occur.